This is Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence, your 8:03 tee time every Sunday morning on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5. Be a part of the show by tweeting Matthew at RealLauro5. Backspin Golf is brought to you by French Lick Resort and Casino, Men O' War Golf, Lexington Parks and Recreation, Clark's Pump and Shop, and Dan Cummins of Paris and Georgetown. Now let's join your host, Matthew Lawrence, for Backspin Golf.
Good morning on this special day. Happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. Backspin Golf, you know, golf is, as a game, as we all know, is such a great father-son or father-daughter experience. So it's fitting that we have a show on Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to you, too, Sean.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. It's a special edition because for the first time in a long time, I gave Perry French the day off. First of all, he's swamped with work, traveling all over with his great Cleveland Golf, Strixon Golf, Zexio Golf, and ASICS shoes. He's just traveling. He's busy as heck. So I said, why don't you take the weekend off? And happy Father's Day to Perry as well. So before we get started, happy Father's Day to you, Chris Mascaro. Peeps, listen to it next on the tee. One of the great podcasts of any sport, anywhere. Go to podbean.com, next on the tee. Happy Father's Day, Chris. All right. Earlier in the week, we had a chance to speak with Karen Harbin from Commonwealth Credit Union and Brian Pettigrew, our guy, the head honcho of the Barbasol Championship. And this is kind of, we're trying to be positive about this, but it's hard because this is Barbasol Championship time right around this time. And as we all know, because of the pandemic, there will be no Barbasol Championship, we don't think, this year. Back bigger and better than ever next year. But the community that is so important, a Commonwealth Credit Union, played a big part in the last 2 years of the Barbasol Championship. So I thought it would be great to get the two of them together and we could talk about that. So give a listen. It's Karen Harbin from Commonwealth Credit Union and Brian Pettigrew from the Barbasol Championship. All right, let's see if this works. Joining us now, Karen Harbin and Brian Pettigrew, I'm hoping. Hello to both of you.
Hello, this is Karen. I hope Brian's there too.
I'm here.
Oh, this is amazing. Amazing. I'll tell you, technology is just incredible. How are both of you? First, hi, Karen.
Hello. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. It's great to have you on again. And Mr. Pettigrew, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well, too. Just starting to get out a little bit more and love seeing golf from this past weekend on TV.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Here's what we're going to do. I'll talk to both of you kind of individually a little bit. Karen, let's start with you. Right about now, as we know, as I just talked about before you came on, our Barbasol Championship at Keene Trace Golf Club obviously is not there this year. But last year, 2 years, the Commonwealth Credit Union, the partnership with Barbasol, is they're linked together in a very important way. Talk to us a little bit about what it means to Commonwealth Credit Union.
So the partnership that we have with Barbasol aligns with our mission, our vision, because of the volunteer sponsorship, our mission of serving people. We're able to create lasting memories for families and children. And it, you know, the underlying charitable aspect of the championship just is very much in line with what we do at the credit union.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Brian, I know how disappointed you are that we're not there this year. And believe me, it's not, you're not any more, well, maybe a little, but not much more disappointed than I am. But we're next year, we're coming back and it's going to be even bigger, right?
Yeah, we're going to have a, you know, we've got a year to plan. And we're, you know, upset that we didn't get to play the tournament this year. There still keeps a little bit of glimmer every now and then. There's talks of some of the other tournaments, the PGA Tour tournaments, not happening this year, and that the Barbasol might slide into one of those slots. But for the most part, our staff, we've started kind of turning the page and planning 2021 out.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do so by we're going to host an event out at Keene Trace this fall. And we'll be announcing that in a week or two. But, you know, it's been kind of a tough year for everybody, as you guys know. And,
yeah.
And we're no different. We're just moving on to 2021.
Okay. Well, that's good. And, you know, with the way things are going, it'll be here before we know it. Karen, let's play what if for a minute. Okay. Let's say Barbasol was going on. What would we have seen from Commonwealth Credit Union this year?
So for the last 2 years, we have sponsored all the volunteers,
yes.
And there's at least 1,000 volunteers. They're the boots on the ground. They're rock stars making things happen at the course and with parking and everything in between. We provide the polo shirt for all the volunteers. Pass out water. We're in the tent, the volunteer tent.
Yep.
And just anything and everything that they would need. As they're serving the golfers and all the attendees at the Barbasol Championship.
Well, and, you know, the golfers are great, and Brian and his staff are great, and the golf club is great. But without the volunteers, we don't have a tournament. We know that. So
exactly.
How many are you going to need for next year, Brian? Do you have any idea?
So as Karen mentioned, it takes about 1,000 volunteers to run our tournament, and the more the merrier. Some tournaments have upwards of 3,000 and 4,000 volunteers for their tournament. And basically, you're helping us offset our cost of staffing.
Mm-hmm.
And Commonwealth Credit Union is so generous, and they help us with waters and uniforms and talking to our volunteers, helping us train the volunteers. And anytime, anything we need from CCU and talking to them, Karen or Patty or Shelby are always there to help us, but we need about 1,000 volunteers annually to run the golf tournament. And, they're the first people that you see when you pull in the parking lot or when you get off the bus at the golf course is our volunteers, and they're standing there in their Commonwealth Credit Union golf shirt and welcoming people. And we just need a bunch of friendly folks. You don't have to know anything about golf either. I mean, we've got so many different positions. You don't have to know one thing about golf.
And as somebody that was there 2 years ago as well as last year with that thunderstorm and the weather problems we had, the volunteers were just incredible during that time.
Yeah, they're the ones, you know, that are helping us in the parking and admissions.
Yeah.
Any of our crisis management, getting the fans off the golf course as well as the golfers. So there's 1,000 of them that are there, and they're helping us with everything we need to pull off the PGA Tour event and make Kentucky proud of hosting the Barbasol Championships.
We're talking with Karen Harbin of Commonwealth Credit Union and Brian Pettigrew with the Barbasol Championship. Karen, I've told you this before. We spoke to you a couple weeks ago. I'm a member at Commonwealth Credit Union, as is my wife and so many of our friends. And so much of this is about values, not only the Barbasol Championship. And I'll talk to Brian in a minute about some of these, the charity things that go on. But it's the same values that Commonwealth Credit Union has, right?
Right. It's very closely aligned with the values of Commonwealth Credit Union and the Barbasol Tournament. Credit unions are built on people helping people.
Yep.
And we open our doors every day to better lives in the communities we serve, whether it's through charities or our individual members or just people everywhere. So, as you mentioned, Barbasol has a charitable arm, which we're very very aligned with and active with as well.
Now, Brian, before I ask you my next question, I want to say, Karen, you just said you open your doors every day to help people. I was there a couple days ago at my branch of CCU, and the door opened, and I actually went in the lobby. How about that?
Yes, we just did. We just started that back. So yeah. We're very happy to see our members again.
Yep. And it's obviously every precaution, social distancing. I think it's 5 people at a time are allowed to be in
That's
the
correct.
Lobby. But it was great. I actually went and sat down, and it was awesome. It was just great.
Good.
Brian, talk to us. Excuse me. I got choked up, Karen, that I got to go in the lobby. There. Tell us a little bit about Caddy 127. We're talking about the charitable aspect of the Barbasol. Talk to us about Caddy 127.
Sure. Caddy 127 is the charitable arm for the Barbasol Championship. And as you know, all of these golf tournaments in the U.S. generate money for local charities, and altogether each year they generate about $300 million in profits at these tournaments, and all that money goes back to charities.
It's amazing.
We have 5 charities. Yeah, we have 5 great charities here in Central Kentucky that we support: All God's Children, Make-A-Wish Foundation, Kentucky Children's Hospital, Refuge for Women, and the Woodhill Community Center. And our mission for Caddy 127 is to empower women and protect children, and that's what we do with Caddy 127. We've got things now that are starting. You'll start seeing Caddy 127 throughout the year at different events as we start promoting it and doing things year-round to generate money, not just the Barbasol Championship week, but also year-round. Promoting Caddy 127 and generating money for those charities.
Just awesome. And finally, Karen, talk to us a little about, Brian just mentioned Make-A-Wish, which is an organization I'm very close to as well. There was last year, for example, was great. We had a young man come out. The whole experience was fantastic.
Right. We had the honor of sponsoring the day at Barbasol for Make-A-Wish. And this young man had recently beat cancer, and we provided he and his family with a day at the Barbasol, and it was really heartwarming to see the joy and the light in his eyes and his life by getting to participate.
Yeah. You also tell us about, you offered all state employees 20% off their ticket with a valid state ID. That's pretty cool.
So we used to be a credit union for just state employees, and so to thank them for their years of support and loyalty, we did offer 20% off their ticket price with a valid state ID on a select day. Mm-hmm. And then we were also we gave free admission to children throughout the tournament, so anyone under 16 years of age got in free at the tournament.
Yeah.
So we do a lot of things to bring families together and to get them out to enjoy the Barbasol tournament and bring the world's eyes to our beautiful Kentucky home. We want everyone involved from young to old and do what we can to promote it.
I'll tell you, both of you, Karen, as I said, you know how I feel about Commonwealth Credit Union and how you are in
Thank you.
Community. And it's just amazing. Brian, I know we're sad that Barbasol isn't here. We'll be back next year. And you know, anything that I can do to help you out. You know, Karen, I'll just tell you this. When this was all going on, when golf kind of started back up again, I actually played golf with Brian a couple weekends in a row. I beat him like a drum, and I haven't heard from him since. I mean, you know, I'm just throwing that out there. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Come on, man. Suck it up, Brian.
That's a warning, Karen. If you, you want him on your golf team if you're playing.
Okay.
I'll remember that.
Okay. Thank you to both of you. You're just fantastic, and we'll talk to both of you real soon.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Men O' War Golf, the golf improvement experts.
Welcome back to Backspin Golf, ESPN Sports Radio 1392.5. As you all know, Last week, the PGA Tour returned at the Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth in a very exciting, weird tournament that ended in a playoff after two power lip-outs. There were a whole host of well-known golfers on that leaderboard on Sunday. Our buddy Chuck Culpepper, one of our true friends and just a legend in sports writing, now writing for the Washington Post, was there on the ground in Fort Worth, and there were, as you saw, not very many people there. And Chuck joined us on the drive for a discussion about what it was like last week at Colonial, and he's always so great to listen to. So I thought you'd like to hear him about that right now. Here's Chuck Culpepper. I always say it, and it was never more apparent than reading his recap of what happened yesterday at the first PGA tournament since all this stuff started. Our dear, dear friend Chuck Culpepper, writing in the Washington Post. Well, let's say hello to him, and then because I like embarrassing him,
sure,
kind of.
Well,
hi,
sure.
Chuck.
Hello, I'm embarrassed.
Wait, I haven't even started yet. Here's what I'm going to say. I read a lot of, I have a golf show on this station. I'm a huge golf fanatic. I'm an award winner, Chuck. I don't know if you know this. I'm an award-winning media representative for golf. I don't even know if you knew that.
I don't think I knew that. I thought you meant you were an award winner, that you had won a major.
Well, it was a major award.
I lost in a playoff one time, but I'll send you a picture of my award. Anyway, what you wrote yesterday, summing up the craziness that happened particularly yesterday in the final round of the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial, was as good a recap of a golf tournament as I think I've ever read. And I mean that. And you can put,
thank you so much.
You can put that with whoever you consider the great writers in sports, but in general. And I mean it. I just sat reading it and going, I just shake my head when I read your writing because it's so fantastic. So there.
Thank you so much.
Now,
thank you. I don't know where we continue on from here.
Well, okay, thanks. We'll talk to you soon. What, Sean?
Before you get going deep, I didn't even make it through the first paragraph before I had to go to the dictionary and look up a word.
Was it zoonotic?
Zoonotic, yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that word till the year 2020 either.
Yeah, I kind of suspected what it meant, but I had to go confirm.
Okay, tell the listeners what it means.
Terrible word.
It is a disease that jumps from an animal population to a human population.
Okay, all right. Yeah, we don't. Yeah,
that's a quick and dirty explanation of it.
Okay. Well, thank you. Yeah. But he did, and there are other phrases that I'll get to that you used where I literally, and I always do this with your writing, I go, how did you, after. Every, you think everything's been written. They've been playing golf and writing about it for all these years. How did he come up with that? First of all, talk to us a little bit about being there and just the feeling, no fans. We all know the whole story, the testing procedures, all that kind of stuff. Just tell us what it was like to actually be there.
Well, there's so many veins I could go with that, but
well,
I'll go with this.
Do it.
Yesterday walking around, I think this kid, Colin Morikawa, young man, he's 23,
yeah,
is going to be really something.
I mean,
I'm just completely
agreed.
I'm convinced.
Yeah.
And so I walked around and followed him for a while, and with no fans, you realize there was always an automatic guide for kind of where to walk and where not to walk, because the crowd was in the places, shepherded by marshals that it was supposed to be and not where it wasn't supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But when there's nobody except a few marshals here and there, and then no marshals for like a long stretches.
Yeah.
You worry about, I'm here to cover the action. I don't want to end up being part of the action, like wandering into somebody's round, you know? That was the strange part of yesterday.
Wow.
And the 11 and 14 fairways kind of run next to each other in opposite directions, and there's a walkway through the crosswalk through them, and I was on that, and I heard this thwack, like a drive. And that's the other thing is, you know, instantly I thought, oh my God, someone's back at the tee driving, someone who's entered in this competition.
And I'm walking in the crosswalk.
And I'm walking in the crosswalk right now. And even stranger, there wasn't anybody back there because I had just checked that And even stranger is the fact that that sound came from another hole, which you would never hear that sound when there's a big crowd around.
Right.
You know, you could hear shots from other holes. You know, when on the first 2 days when they tee off from 1 and 10, which are near each other at that course, the guy who's on 10 had to wait for the guy on 1 to hit it.
Yeah.
And then hit it so the sound wouldn't throw him off in the middle of his swing. All kinds of oddities.
I actually, while I was watching it, you would see that. I remember Brooks Koepka had to step back from one of the tees and wait for exactly that situation. But I have to say, in a strange way, I was talking to Sean about this. Maybe I'm crazy, but I actually really like watching golf without spectators. I really do.
Do you feel like it's
I'm not sure.
That's not the word I was looking for, but
I'm not sure exactly. I can't really put my finger on it except, first of all, we have nobody yelling mashed potatoes or go in
well,
the hole.
Helps.
I mean, yeah, that helps.
That does help. Yeah,
that helps. But yeah. I feel like it's more, and, you know, of course I'm not saying we're this good, but I feel like it's more of when we play, when I play with my friends, it's more of that, except we're watching Superman play golf. But it's almost the same thing. We walk the fairways. There's nobody around. And I like the shots that the cameras are getting don't include a lot of the fans. And, there's no extraneous stuff, I think, is what I like the most. It's just the players and the golf course. And I really like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. They're just fewer distractions just for one who really loves the game.
Yep. Now, you mentioned Murakawa, and Daniel Berger, who won yesterday, is a great story also.
Yes.
But Murakawa, I've talked about him before. For people listening that don't know, has been on the tour a little more than a year. He is a transcendent star rising.
Yes.
On this tour. And can you explain watching that 17th hole we had, and I talked about it on our show earlier, we had two power lip outs on the same green with the same cup on 17 that basically determined what was going to happen in the tournament yesterday. Two lip outs that cost a chance for Murakawa in the playoff and Xander Schauffele in regulation to actually win this tournament, and it was gasp-inducing.
Yeah, both of them. Schauffele, the one who also, by the way...
Oh, yeah.
Five top six finishes out of 11 majors played so far. He's going to win one. There's no question.
He's going to win a lot more than one, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And, his lip out took a tour all the way around the course and kind of came back sort of toward him.
Yeah.
And then Morikawa's hit the right edge and just sort of vomited itself to the left.
You'd said that.
Projectile spat it over to the left, you know? It was shocking. Poor thing. I hope he'll gain something from it, you know. I don't know what it would be, but
You know, and again, you've covered enough and you've written brilliantly about it enough that, and we say it kind of nonchalantly, but that's golf. I mean, Xander Schauffele had made, 1,000 feet of putts last week. He didn't have a three putt until Sunday the whole time, and he loses a chance to get to win or to get into a playoff on a 3-foot putt. It's golf.
Yeah. Yeah. Its meanness has stretched across centuries and will never cease.
Now, Sean, I want you to listen to this. This is one of the phrases I'm talking about that our friend Chuck Culpepper wrote. Okay. Daniel Berger, who ended up winning in the playoff, was before play stopped at the Players. He had been playing maybe as well as anybody on the tour, but he had been gone for a while because of injury. He had a bad wrist injury that threatened his whole career. So it's not a name that people have been talking about. Anyway, all of a sudden, we were talking about Xander Schauffele and Murakawa, and all of a sudden, Berger nudged up there with them, says Chuck Culpepper, at 15 under par, tied for the lead. He did that with a gorgeous approach from 145 yards on number 18, followed by a 10-foot putt straight down the Confidence Boulevard.
All right.
Where did you come up with that? Can you explain this to me? The
I've
Confidence Boulevard?
That. I've forgotten. Right. Well, it did go right in the middle of the
Yeah, I know what it did, Chuck. I'm trying to figure out how you described it that way. It's so great.
It didn't piddle around with insecurity and uncertainty, you know? It didn't go here and there and, you know.
It went straight down the Confidence Boulevard. I'm just...
It did.
But this is what I mean. When I read that, we have heard a million times from people, right in the heart, or, you know, different phrases. I'm sorry, I've just never heard it put quite that way. And it really resonated with me. Can you explain in the couple of minutes we have left just what it was like with the testing procedures and everything? And we should say, luckily, the thing we all worried about, there were no positive tests, right, at this tournament.
I kind of find that remarkable.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just really didn't expect that, actually.
Considering what else we've seen coming out of Texas here today, even.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, when the lockdowns all started, I was living in New York. And so I learned to live it one way. Mm-hmm. You know, the 6-foot thing is just a constant consideration.
Right.
Then I got here to Texas. It is not lived at all that way. You know, there's few masks. Masks are not required inside stores like they are in New York or Miami or whatever. And people, there's a lot of life going on here that looks like it used to look in 2019. So I was kind of startled because I know, you know, some of the people involved in the bubble, as they call it, which they call the people who were on the course, counting players and caddies and more, you know, had gone out to crowded restaurants and so on. And I don't know what that means in terms of transmission, but I just found the fact that there wasn't, I found it really interesting that the number was zero.
Well, hopefully nothing will happen. Of course, if they were out and about on this weekend, we'll see, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, nothing happens. I mean, as we keep saying, this is not over by a long shot. So hopefully we have our fingers crossed that everything will be okay. Where do you go to now, Chuck, if you don't mind me asking?
Belmont States.
Back to New York.
This will be my first flight, so I'm sorry about that helicopter up there.
No, that's okay.
Just coming to pick you up, take you to the...
All right, cool. We'll have, you know, as we are used to saying, the final jewel in the Triple Crown. Oh, wait, it's not. As always, we can't wait to read what you have to write. And you're just... We love you more than you know, Chuck Culpepper. That's all I'll say.
Thank you so much. I love you more than you love me. So.
Not.
There we are.
Okay. We'll talk to you very soon. Thanks,
okay,
pal.
Thank
Be
you.
Safe.
Okay.
See ya.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf.
Welcome back. It's ESPN Sports Radio 1392.5. There's a lot of exciting news going on amidst all the other junk we have flying around during this time. But golf-wise, yeah, baby. Joining me now is one of my pals, a trusted friend, the head honcho of the five great Lexington Parks and Rec courses, of course, my home courses, and partners of mine on Backspin Golf, the amazing Curtis Mitchell joining us now. Was that good enough? Hi, Curtis.
Hey, Matthew. Thanks for the intro. thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Well, everybody knows how I feel about these golf courses. I don't have to say it anymore. I will, but I don't have to say it anymore. All right, here's what happened. So, updated. This is on the Play Golf, at Play Golf Lex Twitter account. Updated 2020 Lexington City Tournament schedule. City Golf Championships will resume July 10th with enhanced health and safety procedures. Tell us more, Curtis.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's exciting. We launched our revised schedule and starts up July 10th with the Men's City Championship, just kicking right off with that.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to be hosting the Junior City Championship the same weekend, following the main Men's City Championship. So we're getting right into it. And then we'll also be hosting the Women's City Championship in August, and we have a team championship in August, and our Senior City will follow up with in September.
Yeah. Now, here's of course, for me, the most important question. How old do you have to be to play in the senior in September?
Well, it's championship is for 50 years of age and older.
Oh, I'm out. That's not good. No. No. That's I mean, is there – can in the time we have before that, maybe after the senior, can we do a super senior city championship for, like, guys – like 69 and over? Can we do that?
We have divisions within that seniors championship.
Ah.
So you're good to go. Yeah, we got the senior division, which is 50-59. We got super seniors 60-69, and the legends division, which is 70 and over.
Wait a minute.
For both men and women.
Did you hear that? The legends division. I kind of, something about that, I like the sound of it. Well, I'll have to think about this. This is not. Anyway, what tell me about the junior championship, because we also have there's so much news coming out, adult and junior programming at our city courses are starting in early July also, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we're following the very closely to the guidelines given to
right.
us, whether there's CDC or state and local, and we're able to be outside, be outdoors, still be able to host small groups of instruction, still can grow the game, teach mm-hmm. people golf that want to get into it. Golf has been a pretty big activity for a lot of people the last couple of months.
Yeah.
So it's an opportunity for us maybe to show some people how to play the game and how to enjoy it even better. So we have the beginner program starting up at the beginning of July, and our competitive tournaments for people that have been itching to play competitive events, which there's a lot of them out there that are really going to enjoy that. So, yeah, we're excited, and we're following these guidelines. So there's going to be some changes that maybe a little different than what you normally are used to in the past, but mm-hmm. we're still going to be playing golf. We're still going to be learning golf.
Yeah.
So we're excited. We're super pumped about it.
Well, I can tell you that yesterday I went out to Man O' War to get a couple of clubs regripped and talk to Brad out there. And I was walking through the parking lot, and a father and his son, who was, I want to say, 12, were walking next to me, and I casually said to the young man, boy, I wish I had started playing when I was your age. And he kind of laughed, and he was carrying his clubs with him, and he went out on the range, and I stood there, and I watched him hit balls for about 5 minutes. I couldn't believe how far this kid was hitting the ball. And I don't think he weighed 100 pounds. I really don't. It's amazing how good these kids and how much fun they have at such an early age. And it's because of stuff like these, you know, starting the youth, the junior programs like you have.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. I mean, we have a lot of talent locally, and it's on display at all the tournaments that we see, whether they're local or statewide. We're seeing a ton of talent coming along. And what we can do with our platform and what we're able to do is actually develop new players and bring new players in and grow the game from that standpoint. And,
right.
Make sure that we're committed to that. So.
Yep.
Our junior programming is going to be an expanding. We've worked with the Gilbert Bunnell Foundation, who's been a leader in junior golf in the area for a while, and we're trying to have some fun with it and have some fun with the kids and kind of show them a game they can play the rest of their life.
You know, when my brother and I grew up, I've said this many times, nobody in New York that was our age was playing golf. I mean, I didn't start till I was 31 and I moved to Los Angeles. Nobody was playing golf when we were young. And the best thing about it, starting young, not only learning about the game and some technique, but you have no fear when you're young. As opposed to, you know, when I started playing, I was petrified of everything out on the golf course, every shot. When you're young, you don't have any fear. It's just, oh boy, I get to hit this shot, right?
It's grip it and rip it.
I mean,
it's we can learn a lot from watching the kids, and you know, it's been a fulfilling, you know, job the last several years. You know, being involved as I have in the junior program, and being able to work with Parks and Recreation and more outreach programs that can reach, you know, certain kids that might not otherwise be on a golf course,
right?
And that's been really rewarding, and watching them come back after years of you know, getting into it. And it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun. Very rewarding part of the job, for sure.
And you mentioned the Gilbert Bunnell Junior, you know, programs. There's golf camps that registration is open for summer camps, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we have a lottery system going on right now, just because of the small amount of spaces. So,
right.
You can visit parks.lexingtonky.gov, and you can sign up for those summer camps that will allow you to be entered to a lottery, so we can kind of be as equitable as we can in terms
right.
of getting as many golfers as we can in there. But we also have the junior league that's going to be starting up in July as well, which is going to be small groups as well, still following the same guidelines, and that'll be a little more competitive for the junior golfer, and that's a national program that's actually pretty cool. It's caught fire across the nation, so we're excited that some of the stuff is coming back, and we're ready to do it safely and have some fun with it.
You know, you keep mentioning about doing it safely and following the guidelines and all that, and I have to say, I mean, people know I'm biased because I am so grateful to be a partner of yours with all the golf courses. But I can tell you this, and I've been playing for a few weeks now as soon as we were allowed back out there. All of your guys, and I'm talking about Justin and Chris, and I mean, all of your guys take such care in doing exactly what they're supposed to do. I mean, those carts are sanitized. It's one person to a cart unless you're from the same family. It's all, every single time I've been out there, I'm amazed at how well all of that is going. You should be really proud of all the guys at the golf courses.
I absolutely am. And this has been a very trying time for a lot of people.
Yep.
And, you know, for us, it's been really inspirational watching our staff and, mm-hmm. and what they've been doing through all of it and their commitment to, you know, providing some activity for people in Lexington. And it's been fun to watch them battle through they're a great team, and I couldn't be more proud of them.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
All right. We only got a couple minutes left. I just wanted to ask you real quick. Golf is back, the PGA Tour, where you should be now. I mean, I've played golf with you. You should be out there. But anyway, it was fun, wasn't it, last weekend? And just see, I don't care about fans being out there. I've said this. But it was great to see an actual live leaderboard going on.
It was, and the names were up there, too. I mean, we got to see quite a few names that we recognized and been missing for quite a while.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. It was interesting to see without the fans some of the shots that they had to play that might have had a grandstand there that made it
yeah.
a little different, a little different of an approach. But, yeah, I mean, it was nice to see the PGA Tour back. It's nice to see those guys back. I mean, it's great for golf, and it's great for you know, getting the game going again.
So, yeah,
I enjoyed watching it. It was a ton of fun.
Well, it was everything we know golf to be, where you have the best in the world and a tournament decided by 2-3 foot power lip outs on the 17th hole, and those guys are gone. And then there's a playoff, and you know, somebody actually loses the playoff on that putt. It's quite a game that we're.
It is.
You know,
yep,
enamored of.
Yeah,
it is. All right, man. Well, thanks a million. We'll be checking in, and we'll keep everybody updated on all the things going on, the city tournaments and the camps and everything going on. And thank you for everything you do for all of us with Lexington Parks and Rec.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Matthew.
All
glad
right.
to be here.
See you.
See you, Matty.
Curtis Mitchell. Head honcho. That's his title. It says that on his business card, head honcho. All right. That'll do it for another edition of Backspin Golf on ESPN Sports Radio 1392.5 on this Father's Day. I hope you all get a chance to go out and play some golf if that's what you'd like to do. If you're a dad and your kids play, I know you'll go with them. Not very many things in life to me better than being called dad. And this is the day where we celebrate that. So I hope all of you listening, all you fathers out there, have a great day. Thanks, as always, to our wonderful partners, Man of War Golf, French Lick Resort, Lexington Parks and Rec, Edwin Watts, Dan Cummins in Paris and Georgetown, Clark's Pump and Shop. Sean and I will be there on Friday with Jimmy, I think, from 4 to 6. Come out and say hello. As I said, on 3334 Clays Mill Road. Commonwealth Credit Union. And thanks to Karen Harbin and Brian Pettigrew for speaking with us. And also, thanks to Curtis Mitchell and all the people at Lexington Parks and Rec golf courses that are so great to me. I truly appreciate it. And Michael Cunningham and all the great people at NFP Insurance. Go to nfp.com and check it out. They have all of my insurance, and they're fantastic. They're just great. We'll be back next week, another edition of Backspin Golf on ESPN Sports Radio 1392.5.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Lexington Parks and Recreation. Book your tee time at one of their 5 public courses at lexingtonky.gov. Play Golf Lexington.